We believe that the dwarf star is no longer in arrears by Krulians because its spacecraft continues to follow closely dwarf star, but it seems to be doing nothing to reduce this acceleration. The angular position of the Earth to the Sun is changing rapidly and the Moon may suffer an orbital patch, moving to a more pronounced ellipse, approximately 30 days from now. The more elliptical orbits skip the Moon, the tides will be higher and smaller away tangencies, so many coastal areas will be flooded widely. You may lose the planet Mercury during these passages. The imbalance caused in the Sun can absorb it or throw it out of orbit with large solar flares. The geomagnetic field of the planet will enter a state of extreme fragility during these passages, therefore not exposed to the Sun after the 20th of next September during solar flares. You will see the plants dry out in hours and nothing is exposed to the Sun and these peaks can survive. Entire tectonic plates may sink in the oceans and fresh water of lakes and rivers will warm up by solar energy radiated. Some of you are asking, AO, can you give us a step-by-step breakdown of the recovery process for planet Earth once AO Kukanaza has done their damage here? But this is a utopia. There is no such a recipe to follow. Each case, each region, each group will have to solve their local problems in the first moments. The friends who provided us with the location coordinates may assist us in this rescue for survivors in each region that we serve, and will be the first to be contacted. We will try to find all you who are among the survivors. You will be a great help, that you're much more enlightened than most of the facts. I guess to answer specific questions at this time of events is therefore a waste of time. I will inform directly the facts and the possible unfolding of events as you are able to receive data. We are extremely busy covering and recording our mission to the database of the Community Galactico, and part of our fleet is helping Arcturians to abandon the land and submarine bases. A large Arcturian mothership is hovering over various regions collecting the equipment and materials, so you will hear many strange noises when this big ship is lying next to your regions. CP brought recording of strange noise in Russian territory over two cities, and this is the type of noise generated by reverberation of a portal open for local transportation when moving heavy equipment removed from regional bases. Vluxnap25603.png Vluxnap25512.png Untitled, 3.jpg. CB also brought a few copies of an old notebook called Bayou Azea Voynage Manuscript, which was found centuries ago in a language foreign to any you've used here on the planet. Well, this is really a lucky find. The student who lost his book of personal notes to about 550 years ago belonged to a race of humanoids tall and thin, a very gentle people who live in Orion. They do botanical research in several galaxies. For writing, she describes the plants found and observed in other solar systems, and made some copies of astrological positions where these species had been cataloged from. The affection with which she was making these personal notes, should be a trainee in botany, which must have been very sad to lose these notes. 500 years ago, the navigation systems of ships of many races did not communicate with databases like today, and much was written down or recorded. A scientist would never do this botanical annotation type, but a child in field training, yes. Children sometimes become absorbed with their findings and forget things everywhere. With children of other races is no different. Untitled, 1.jpg, Untitled, 2.jpg, Untitled, 4.jpg, Untitled, 5.jpg, Untitled, 11.jpg, Untitled, 6.jpg, Untitled, 7.jpg, Untitled, 8.jpg, Untitled, 9.jpg, Untitled, 10.jpg. I hope we can continue communicating through the end of September or October, when we believe your reporting system network will begin to shut down. My messages will be short from now on, but will be in real, the 11th of June 2011 002.jpg time. According to your system of transmission frequencies, we simulated in our equipment at the request of CB, the VHF Marine Channel 16, and Channel 7 VHF of the automotive trucks. During operations in October or November, We may broadcast messages to those who are connected with these systems. This is not really necessary to rescue by the coordinates received. It is eventual to facilitate communications with isolated groups that may give references of where they are. Many of you ask about the black stone of transmission of brain waves in the distance, given to CB, and it looks like any other pebble. It is tuned, that is, works specifically between two people for whom it was programmed. He will put a picture for you. Video 59, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a video 59. August 28, 2011. Friends, it took me to get in contact again, but we're back to this mission. We were in Andromeda for some time after helping the Arcturians. While some of our spaceships were reviewed, and our technicians added to it some new devices, we took a few days of rest. Our teleporters can download now 20 people at a time and can transmit directly to our mother ship without passing necessarily by our ship. With this technique of redirected teleportation, our ships became more interesting than most. Well, let's start talking. The news is not bad. Most of you are asking about an approaching deadline for shelter. I can say is to observe the reaction of people to begin to see something strange in the sky. Your government will try to reassure people with various fanciful explanations, and most will believe as always. According to latest calculations, the comet Ilnin 2 accelerated and increased centrifugal force potential, so he can lose a lot of debris that is bringing when it starts to curve to the apex of its orbit. This decrease in total mass may be beneficial, reducing the gravitational effects on its passage. In fact, you should worry really about the dwarf star. It has accelerated and will arrive a few days later, during the passage of the comet at its apex. In the case of the mass of the comet to weaken during the turn in the Sun, you will have until early October to take refuge until the passage of the dwarf star and its planets. After you see the dwarf star and its planets in October, if it continues accelerating at the current rate, the comet is already past the Earth, at which point you will have to prepare for the larger gravitational effects. This will provide about 4 weeks' time, so you can make your plans. Not ahead with plans more than necessary. You may use this precious extra time to convince more people you trust about the facts until the early October. I understand that changes in the general framework of events must mess with the nervous system to you, but I promise news in real time. Everything in the universe is cause and effect. Sometimes a change in any of the numerous variables involved in an event can change the context of the final end effects. As a final conclusion, the passage of the comet may not be as disastrous as is expected, but it will bring gravitational consequences for their alignment, 24, 25 and 26 September, which may cause movement of magma and an increase in tectonic activity, earthquakes, tsunamis and volcanoes. During the passage of dwarf star, it will not lose any mass, so it will realign all the tectonic plates and cause a widespread tsunami. Will make the moon's orbit into an ellipse and reposition the angle of Earth's axis, defining new geographic poles for the planet. CB condensed dozens of questions involving the issues below that I will answer in general and not personally. How will the society rebuild after 2012? Is a great work. We can help with equipment that will greatly facilitate the re-establishment of all that exists today, but with clean technologies accessible to all. The new social organization depends on you. Put the right people to organize the various sectors will be the prerogative of your social organization in each region. The new guidelines for a coherent and unified society will gradually be achieved by joining your regional leaders in a new economy common to the whole planet. Borders no longer exist. The migration will be free and respected regional trends. All areas will have the necessary incentives for their population trends to keep their agricultural, industrial and services without the need to migrate to other places looking for better living conditions. Many existing things can be reused, much could be improved. New transport technologies will enable the availability of items between regions with very little operating cost, and this will change the way and speed of development of these regions. Education will be the strong point of the new society, giving the chance of developing all those who wish. Language, social rules and knowledge will become cosmopolitan. How will the health in this new society? With respect to health, we have systems in physical conditioning that can help in the eradication of many diseases, both congenital and those caused by microorganisms. Congenital problems such as heart problems, kidney problems, diabetes, autism, paralysis, vision, and other neurological problems may be solved as new technologies are introduced into your society. This may take some time and training but will revolutionize everything that you know today as medicine. How can we restore our fauna and flora after all these events? After the reinstallation of your society, will be provided food crops that will grow very quickly, better and more nutritious grain of what you currently have. Many different fruits can be heated on the planet, as well as legumes and vegetables. But almost everything that you now have on diversity in your nature will be maintained. Regarding your fauna, many species will no longer inhabit the planet in this new frequency, but other species will be introduced to a balanced ecosystem. Your seas will once again be an excellent source of protein, and your nature will integrate very quickly. What about others who claim to have contact with other beings from Andromeda, including interdimensional or blue skin color among other things? Look friends, I'm not here to judge or deny anyone. I can tell you what I know. There is little about the universe, but I know the entire database of civilizations, currently associated with all the galactic community databases. I can say the following. The humanoids of the third dimension are definitely not interdimensional. The skin color of the humanoids ranging from white to gray, yellowish, greenish, reddish, and brownish to darken. I do not know of any blue-skinned humanoid race, much less in my galaxy. The colors emitted by different suns do not affect the color of the skin, but interferes with the protection that the skin develops in relation to the protections which no_jupiter.jpg.ilnin.jpg provides different atmospheres of planets. The humanoids descended from marine mammals may have the skin color in shades of white, brownish, gray or silver. The reptilians can have shades of brownish, reddish and light gray to dark gray. In the case of the descendants of insects, so they can have metallic colors on the external skeletons, ranging from various shades of gray, brownish, red, green, blue and darken. When can we effectively relate to other races? When your society becomes healthy, informed and well integrated, you can then become part of the Board of Galactica community, and network with hundreds of other humanoid races that may have issues in common with Earth. After the period of self-balance of the planet Earth, you can go to market goods and services with these other races. You will receive the ICD, an intergalactic certificate of decontamination, and this will be the beginning of relationships with other races, indicating that Earthlings do not represent any danger to other humanoids. Well friends, I have to go to the base of Antarctica that is also undergoing a major restructuring. I must get in touch soon with new news. Be well. Video 60, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 60, September 1, 2011. Mythi, some friends are asking, in three occasions Elnin alignment with the Earth and other planets in our solar system inclusive with the Sun, large earthquakes occurred. The Elnin actually had an active participation in this context? Mates. Indeed these effects are not the Elnin itself but an addition with the dwarf star coming back the same route. The dwarf star is a little solar system very massive, and its gravitational shock wave is felt well ahead of its path because it is only coming in this direction to be interacting directly with the Sun. There is a tunnel of gravity keeping the dwarf star and your solar system, laced throughout the extensive travels that it orbits. This tunnel becomes gravitationally more influential in inverse proportion to the distance between them. The Elnin possessed a gravitational effect proportional to its size, but it was not enough to cause this kind of reaction alone. He was acting like a spearhead, which only has all the force due to the weight of a rod that comes back. Mythi, much has been said about the destruction of the comet Elnin. It was even destroyed. They said the blast of energy came from the direction of Jupiter. Friends, Jupiter was more than 5 astronomical units away and across the Sun at that time. It is no logic. It may be that Jupiter was within the bidimensional image field of your probe, but in another orbital quadrant. The spacecraft Kruelian stood behind the comet in its exact orbit line, and fired. The Ilmenon comet was reduced by the Kruelian's burst of energy. It lost 90% of his coma and all the material that had gathered in the asteroid belt. Thousands of tons of debris were removed and a large volume of harmful gases and the comet nucleus was broken into two parts. This greatly diminished the gravitational load of the set and avoided a major bombardment, Vlucksnap 148351.png, with large asteroids in their passage on Earth. Its orbit has changed by increased speed somewhat with the explosion and it will move a little closer to the Earth, but this should not pose a big problem. Still smaller pieces will regroup attracted by the energy field of the comet and the devices you have in orbit may be destroyed. The timing of events was also retained. Community Galactica spaceships are following this process closely. Several ships Reptilian are also watching the events on the route between your upper atmosphere and Mars. Transmissions between the mission Kruelians and command of the base Antarctica began a few days ago in open frequency for everyone to know the operation and avoid the area. Mithy, you can tell if this is part of a communication between spacecraft Kruelians? These sounds were picked up by radio telescopes as coming from Ilmenon. I cannot understand what they are saying, but by that tone of voice, it seems an automatic transmission of Kruelians, warning of the danger of this area of operations. As I mentioned, the communications were open to everyone to withdraw from the areas where the scrap could be launched at high speed after the shooting. And on the dwarf star, what is really happening to it? The dwarf star is in approach of the Sun, approximately 38 days apart. A large spacecraft Kruelians returned to stand behind the dwarf star. They must be on scientific observation to Community Galactica. Your probes should begin to see that approach in the next month if your government to release the images to the public. The planets of the dwarf star will be the first to be seen with the naked eye. After dwarf star passing a beam of the Sun until late October, the solar system will be seen in its entirety, should line up between Earth and the Sun in late November and pass close to Earth by December. The event will take place this timing, if the parameters of speed and gravitational force remain constant. Mithy, some members asked about the ICD, that it actually represents. The Intergalactic Certificate of Decontamination is an approval given by a team of researchers in which they ratify the total eradication of various types of diseases aliens who are liable to contagion. In this case, you are the aliens. It will also be analyzed and quantified the level of friendly relations of your society. You have nothing that we cannot treat and eradicate, so this certificate will be issued without problems after the stabilization of your new society. It exists to protect everyone, and it means the official passage from one colony to the intergalactic level of relationship. Every society that relates to other of the Community Galactica has such a certificate. Teams and crews visiting colonies not certified take appropriate precautions for decontamination, but for which there is a relationship open to any breed, it is necessary to be classified as a partnership level 1 and have a certificate from the corresponding Community Galactica. Spacecrafts and many different phenomena has appeared in different parts of the world. Something special is happening? As I mentioned earlier, the traffic here is very loaded at this time. Many teams of scientific tourism, several humanoid societies has been studying the planet's reactions to these changes in frequency and state of equilibrium. Much is being broadcast in real time to several solar systems of several galaxies. Behavioral studies of society humanoid, geophysical effects, geomagnetic and chemicals, the resulting period of stabilization of the planet, ending collections of flora and fauna, among other scientific activities. In addition to this movement, we have fleets of service as our permanent geophysical research, the Pleiadians in the area of security, Arcturians in, Vlucksnap 177111.png, Vlucksnap 176085.png, the marine biosphere, Kruelians as the patrol of the solar system planetary orbital, etc. Not to mention the Reptilians providing specific services to your government. If some of you do not believe these natural events scheduled to your planet, such as advice, I recommend staying quiet. Talk to others without warning, explaining that should only be taken pre-established attitudes, if they begin to see the dwarf star. Among the media begin to speculate, NASA begin to deny, you will have at least a week to carry out your plans and tell your governments to initiate containment measures in urban areas. Keep your affairs but always observing the events. From the you are now enlightened enough to take the initiatives plausible to leave the big cities and coastal area, seeking refuge on higher ground. You will lose just a bit of time researching the need for your family. You can refuse to believe all this but a man forewarned is forearmed. If nothing happens, imagine that all the shelters built by your government is to save space on the surface, nothing more than urban development. I cannot be more clear and direct than I am being now. Remember that when there is no remedy, we try to avoid getting sick. Video 61, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 61, September 11, 2011. Sorry for the delay this time, but actually we're very busy outside the galaxy. Mithy, you are welcome. Some friends ask, many nuclear power plants generating electricity are still in operation, there was a deadline for disabling them in September, something has changed? Yes, on the occasion of several natural disasters that have happened and the great reduction of the coma of Comet Ilnen, the Community Galactica stretched the deadline for the end of October. Some plants are already having trouble getting help for the neutralization of its nucleus by Pleiadians. These lights filmed over Fukushima, the probes are acting in the reactors for shutdown. Your media will not publish anything about it because they would not have to give any explanation about this procedure alien to the public since it does not officially exist. What is happening to the comet Ilnen? It's really broken in two? He is on course, and the dates. Ilnen is slowing a bit, now by having to overcome the magnetic force of the sun in order to escape its influence. See? The intention of Krulians was not to destroy the comet, but rather, clean up his coma and trail, removing all the larger asteroids and the meteors, leaving it with less waste and gases in order to lessen the effects of its passage by the system. Its nucleus broke into two parts, one smaller and one larger, which are glued together like two magnets because the electromagnetic gravitational force is very strong in a massive and dense core like that. As I said, it will align with the Earth and Sun in the days 24/25/26 September and will pass closest to Earth on October, cometilninpath.jpg krulians.jpg 17. After that, the Earth will be passing by his trail and will be subject to the bombardment of meteors during the entire month of November. How will smaller rocks, your atmosphere will be responsible for protecting the surface but most of the thousands of artificial parts that you have in orbit should be eliminated. There will be interaction of tectonic and volcanic activity increased from the end of September and the months of October, November and December, as well as a large incidence of solar activity. You will remember it in the sky as the Blue Kokina. Many are saying that the Ilnen is actually a spaceship, something sent or directed us to communicate this event or to bring us knowledge, and this is justified. No, it's not a spaceship, it's just a comet. The spacecraft detected by you is that of Krulians who is closely following the comet, which may possibly participate in legacy technology, like all others who participate in the assistance to this colony. Everything will be done in time. Mithy, many astronomers and astrophysicists say there is no a dwarf star or Ed Kokina, claims not to be enough changes in the orbits of the planets that can signal its proximity. What you say about that? Well, I'm not an astrophysicist, but I know there are already changes in the elliptical orbits and then all the previous references that you have in your databases and programs will have to be changed. In just over a month, you will have much strange news, if they want to give you. Your amateur astronomers may notice these changes with these. Saturn has tilted its axis of rotation. All the planets and their moons are already suffering from orbital changes. During October these changes will be more evident in proportion to the final approach from dwarf star. When she arrives in early November, at a distance enough to break the inertia of current standards, or Lorbitz will realign and everything will be different. During the first quarter of 2012, the solar system will be returning gradually to a new point of gravitational balance, after the dwarf star leaves the system returning to outer space. Many strange things will happen in these final months of the year. Many effects of cosmic radiation will cause visual effects in your atmosphere, and the moon may show the dark side for a few occasions since his off-center core may be forced to face Mills, the dwarf star, during this passage. This dwarf star is a little sun-faded, has approximately 180,000 kilometers in diameter, 3.4 times the mass of Jupiter, orbiting planetoids, has six, and dozens of smaller asteroids. It is a binary star system with your sun. Your astronomers know exactly how and what it is. I hope it is increasingly clear that matter to you. This will be an exciting experience for your astronomers and astrophysicists for sure. Mithy, some friends, mathematicians and engineers asks, what is the primary base integer you use for calculations? Base 10 does not seem like the most logical choice for dealing with universal calculations. Is your mathematics straightforward or more of a higher understanding of the influx of variables that are acting? Friends, mathematics and trigonometry are a constant in the life of the third dimension. Everything is based on the primordial forms. As for the calculations, when using brain waves to try to get a result, these waves create the solution to the problem without you having to develop numerical calculations themselves. These are metaphysical type processes. Solutions quantum can travel in the opposite direction, that is, the result you have intended, and from there find the variables that can take you to get that desired result. All flow calculation is subliminal, as an analog simulation. When a conclusion is quantified by this process can be transformed into units of measurement or digital signals of any kind, it's just a matter of adapting to the environment where this solution will be implemented in the materials available for specific projects. Mithy, some friends are asking about the rescue operation. Friends, rescue operations and support to people after the events shall be permitted and executed, you can be aware of it. The contact with other civilizations is inevitable and necessary for the implementation of a new society. Level 1 will be a great world to live. Do not listen to information from alien attacks, you simply no longer exist. If it were true, then have faith and trust in the creator of all this, because after all he put us sharing this universe with a view to harmony and increasing the level of awareness among all beings. Problems will always exist because the third dimension is a local of development from scratch of social conscience, and it is the duty of every humanoid reaching the level 1 of frequency, fighting for the welfare of all the lower colonies, even though some of them still try to bite you out instead of talking. One day he will become one good brother. Friends, I know that you will become a very special breed in our context because you have the admiration of several races that follow your fight for survival these past thousands of years. This forged spirits more prepared and more able to cope with situations in which the vast majority of the races has not passed in its development. All the suffering caused by low spirits that ruled the colony from its inception, provided a race to the universe who knows, maybe more than others, strive to achieve happiness and harmony. I'm very proud of you, and to collaborate with this small contribution, at least have made some friends with whom I will be more connected from now on, because this is a breed that may sow harmony and the philosophical ideas to help an endless number of new colonies across the universe to achieve balance without going through the known errors committed here. Every parent wants their children suffer less from what he suffered, but the children have free will and usually hit the head to learn despite the paternal advice. You will be excellent mentors and notable partners in a few years of living with your new friends humanoids. Will be good ANU timer for planet Earth. Video 62, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 62, September 14, 2011. Friends, this is a short message to put you abreast of current events. It seems that the Community Galactica are intending to perform some action regarding the dwarf star. Three large spacecraft with strong effect of gravitational tractor Krulians were positioned on the sides and behind the dwarf star system. It seems they are preparing for a major operation involving the dwarf star and its planets. There are two possibilities. The first may be one adjustment path, to avoid irreversible damage. The second may be the full deviation of dwarf star to bypass the solar system.